reality itself seems to be glitching these days. And that's exactly what Philip K. Dick warned us about 50 years ago in his groundbreaking novels about fractured perceptions and technological control.
That's fascinating how his work from the 1970s feels more relevant now than ever. What do you think sparked his almost prophetic vision of our current reality crisis?
Well, you know what's really interesting is that Dick was living in what he called a house full of drug users while writing A Scanner Darkly. He wasn't just imagining these alternate realities, he was experiencing them firsthand, watching his friends lose themselves to addiction and paranoia.
So, he was essentially documenting his own life through this incredible sci-fi lens, right? The line between fiction and reality was already blurring for him.
Exactly. And here's what's really wild. During the Nixon era, when government surveillance was ramping up, Dick was actually break-in victim. The FBI had a file on him, which totally fueled the paranoid themes in books like Radio Free Albemuth.
That must have been terrifying for him, living through that kind of surveillance state while trying to write about it at the same time.
Oh man, and get this. In 1974, he had what he called a divine invasion. This mystical experience that he spent the rest of his life trying to understand. He wrote himself into Phallus twice, as both horse lover Fat and Phil Dick, trying to make sense of it all.
That's such a meta approach to processing trauma. How did that experience shape his later work?
Well, it completely transformed his writing. The Phallus trilogy became this incredible blend of autobiography, theology, and science fiction. He was wrestling with questions about reality, divinity, and consciousness, while basically documenting his own psychological breakdown.
You know what strikes me about Dick's work? The way he captured that feeling of reality slipping away. It's like he predicted our current crisis with misinformation and virtual reality.
That's such a good point. In The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch, he wrote about people getting lost in shared hallucinations. Sound familiar? It's like he saw social media coming decades before it existed.
Though I've noticed his solutions often lean toward individual, mystical revelations rather than collective action, do you think that limits the political impact of his work?
You know, that's one of the most interesting tensions in his writing. He was brilliant at diagnosing systemic problems, but his characters often seek escape through spiritual experiences, rather than trying to change the system itself.
Let's talk about A, Scanner Darkly. It feels particularly relevant now with our surveillance culture and the opioid crisis.
Oh man, that book is eerily prescient. The main character, Bob Arctor, is literally surveilling himself without knowing it. Kind of like how we're all constantly self-documenting on social media now. And get this, Dick actually donated his earnings from that book to drug rehabilitation programs.
That's incredible. He was really living his values there. But I've always wondered about his treatment of female characters in his work.
Yeah, that's definitely a valid criticism. His women characters often fall into pretty narrow categories. Either idealized figures or destructive forces. It's one of the major limitations in his work, especially considering how progressive he was about other social issues.
Speaking of social issues, his depiction of corporate power in Ubik today, the way reality itself becomes a commodity that can be manipulated by powerful interests.
Absolutely right. And here's something wild. Dick was living on cat food at points while writing these masterpieces about corporate control. He wrote 44 novels and over 120 short stories, but he was practically broke most of his life.
That's heartbreaking, especially considering how his work has influenced modern science fiction and our understanding of reality itself.
You know what's really fascinating? The way his personal struggles with mental health and substance use gave him this unique insight into how fragile our shared reality really is. He wasn't just imagining these alternate realities, he was living them.
That reminds me of how his work keeps getting adapted into films like Blade Runner and Minority Report, but they often miss the deeper philosophical questions he was exploring.
Right. And here's the thing. Dick never saw Blade Runner completed. He died just months before its release in 1982. But after seeing some footage, he said it captured exactly what he had in his mind while writing Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
That's quite a validation. What do you think he would make of our current moment with artificial intelligence and virtual reality becoming so prevalent?
Well, considering he wrote about AI becoming indistinguishable from humans back in the 1960s, I think he'd say, "I told you so." But he'd probably be more concerned about how these technologies are affecting our sense of what's real.
That's such a crucial point. His work wasn't just about predicting technologies, but about understanding their impact on human consciousness and society.
And that's why his work remains so vital today. He wasn't just writing science fiction. He was giving us a toolkit for understanding how reality itself can be manipulated and controlled.
So, what's the key takeaway from Dick's work for our current moment?
I think it's this. Reality isn't just what we perceive, it's also what we collectively agree upon. And in an age of deepfakes, AI, and virtual reality, Dick's warnings about how that consensus can be manipulated are more important than ever.
That's a perfect way to wrap this up. His work really does feel like a manual for navigating our increasingly Philip K. Dick Ian world.
And remember what Dick himself said. Reality